Where do you see things heading in terms of the next generation of trials of trastuzumab or adjuvant trials in HER2-positive patients?
Well, I think everybody's thinking in the same direction, and actually Denny was thinking about it 2 years ago. In fact, that's why BCRG has not had a replacement trial. Denny wanted to do an Avastin adjuvant trial from the get-go, but nobody would listen and nobody would sponsor it. So at the moment, we are currently working with Dr. Slaman and his group on a metastatic disease protocol with Herceptin plus Avastin. And of course, those data are of critical importance to serve as a basis for safety issues. And in addition, studies are planned with the use of TAC with Avastin in the neoadjuvant setting, again, to look at the question of safety for the next generation of adjuvant trials. So I think that one could strongly consider the probability that there will be probably a number of bevacizumab adjuvant trials, both in HER2-positive and HER2-negative patients.
And it's interesting because I guess the bevacizumab offers two possibilities. One, synergy or potentiation of the chemotherapy, and then with the trastuzumab. What do we know right now about safety and efficacy of the trastuzumab-bevacizumab combination?
All I know about is about 9 patients that I've heard Mark Pegram talk about, and that there were no untoward safety issues that have emerged. And we're participating. I think we have 2 patients on that trial to date.
The last thing I want to ask you about is I'm kind of curious. I know you see a lot of second opinions. Some of the things that you see in these second opinion cases that are maybe common themes in terms of, I'm not going to say errors, but just situations that you disagree with what kinds of things are being done by other physicians in terms of breast cancer.
Well, I think in terms of breast cancer, too many physicians use too much chemotherapy, both up front and also moving forward. I mean, when they get past tamoxifen and aromatase inhibitor, it's time for chemotherapy. I think it's too much reliance on cytotoxic chemotherapy and not enough reliance on the tried and true hormonal therapies that we've had in the past. I think another era, a weird era that we've seen, hopefully we're seeing less of, is the use of aromatase inhibitors in premenopausal patients without ovarian ablation. I mean, I've seen that from some very good oncologists along the way.
I have to say our patterns of care studies over the last 3 years show that to be decreasing.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly seeing less of it. I think we're getting the message across that that's a no-no, that you don't do that.